Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
It's good to have you on board here on a Tuesday. We're live in Vegas, Circa Resort and Casino. In this hour, the owner and the CEO of this amazing property, Derek Stevens, on the program in 30 minutes. We'll get to look ahead numbers for week number 13, Thanksgiving week, National Football League. Our best bets coming up before the end of the hour as well. I'm guessing when Derek comes into the studio, Pauly, at the bottom of the hour, he's going to say it was not pretty last night. The result here for Monday Night Football, as this entire city was overtaken by Dallas Cowboys fans. So you saw, and we talked about the betting splits here at Circa. And then it was also the same thing like at DraftKings, an overwhelming amount of bets and handle in the favor of the Cowboys last night. And it got there, and then you had a horrible landing spot with the total at 49.
Could you believe it?
The way it unfolded.
That's right. How the game ended. From 51 down to 47, falls 49. You get the safety. You don't kick the field goal. You want them to get the first five touchdown performance by a quarterback as a Cowboy on Monday Night Football. Lamb's wide open. He drops it. Could have been a better throw. And then they get the stop. And then still, outside of the two-minute warning, they take three knees. I'm trying to think how many times. I don't recall seeing it, although people brought up the Chiefs game. I don't recall ever seeing that. And I also wonder how many coaches would do that in that similar situation.
So you're right. And again, when the game ended last night, and I tweeted out, like, that's it. Enough's enough. No more primetime games for the Raiders until further notice,
yeah,
right?
We can
all agree
together,
on that.
Yeah.
And keep both New York teams off as well while we're at it. But Joe English, a longtime viewer of the show, tweeted me. And he's like, you know, that's the second time it's happened. And my response to him was, I guess it happened in the Colts game, right? Because they lost like 40-6. And he said, no, actually the Chiefs. I'm like, oh, yeah. The game in which Kansas City had as many first downs as the Raiders did plays in the entire game. So they actually have, I guess, the wrong game. That's how bad it is for the Raiders. And it's the first time it's happened twice to a team in the same season since 2015, where the opposing team took knees before the two-minute warning. Like, there is nothing to like about this Raiders outfit right now. Carroll is completely, but he's also like the collection of talent and how many times that they have whiffed in the draft. It's mind-boggling that this can happen to the same organization despite making different changes like a GM, head coach, personnel, whatever, over and over and over again.
Yep. They did a good job last night on the broadcast. Everything that's gone wrong, how bad they've been since they moved here, the two playoff appearances in the last 23 years, the mistakes at the quarterback position, what does Geno Smith have to do to get benched? Not a lot of playmakers other than Bowers. Her offensive line is all-time bad. Genty's hitting behind the line of scrimmage almost every play. Doesn't stand a chance. And with your defense, I mean, stop something. Take away something. I mean, Williams is getting what he wants on the ground. Pickens is wide open. The Yak, Lamb's wide open. Take away something. And it's just, remember now, the fluke win week one at New England. Geno played well, threw for 300 yards. Patriots didn't play well, but still they won that game and somehow held them to 13 points. And then they beat the Titans at home. And the Titans gave them the game. Ward fumbled inside his own five. Still couldn't bury him.
Right.
So this also shows you how bad the Browns are on the road. Las Vegas is laying three on Sunday in a toilet bowl. Yep. The adjusted win total is 4.5. They're going to get to 5? Chargers, Broncos, Eagles, Texans, Giants, Chiefs. What? No, they are not.
Yeah. But by the way, to your point on when are we going to, what's it going to take for Geno Smith to get benched? So we stuck around for an extra 15 minutes yesterday with primetime, Tim Murray, Matt Humans. After we left, they brought on Adam Hill, our friend, longtime sports writer here in town who covers the Raiders. Adam told the guys on the air that Geno Smith could throw 15 straight interceptions and Pete Carroll would deflect it when asked about it after the game. He would bring up, special teams, this offensive line, whatever, because he brought Geno here because Geno Smith is his guy. So based on that and how bad the play has been out of him pretty much the entire year, they're not winning three more games unless the team's at the end of this, you know, season and they punt on it as well. And the Raiders do have, for what it's worth, for many years now in this longtime funk that they've been in, they win games when they're not supposed to, and they screw up the draft order.
That's right. How big is that? It happened every year. Winning those games for Pierce.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
And you can't do that.
No.
I mean, look at that after the Cleveland game. At the Chargers, Broncos, at the Eagles, at the Texans. They get the Giants and the Chiefs to run. Are they going to beat the Browns? No clue.
Yeah. Well, with Sanders, you'd think they'd be able to beat Sanders. What a tough 48 hours for that guy. Goes 4 for 16. And then they rob his house while he's at the game.
That's absolutely brutal.
$200,000 worth of property.
Yeah.
Vicious. But that's more losses coming. And I thought Tom Brady was supposed to help out, or at least have an eye for talent, too. That's the other thing. What's going on here? I mean, you have Bowers and Crosby, as you said earlier. That's it. Now, what about Dallas? Because now, when we'll get to the numbers coming up here, number one, you got the Eagles game. This has never happened before in NFL history. They play back-to-back-to-back games against teams that won 14 games or more last year. The total came down 2 points. I said yesterday, how can you have a total in the 50s with the Eagles? But it was the Raiders, but still you made some nice additions, and if they could at least get an average defense, that's number one. Number two, you're playing with a lot of emotion in what happened with the death of a teammate. Number three, that offense is humming, and they have weapons, but mm-hmm. You're going against a nasty Philadelphia defense. But as bad as Philly's been on offense, you can steal that game. You're at home. The week one game was close, I guess. I'm making the case. Then you play the Chiefs, and then you go to Detroit. But after that, Vikings, Chargers, Commanders, Giants. That's not that daunting. And if you think the tie's going to probably come back to kill you. Because nine's not going to do it.
Right.
And that you score 40 points against Green Bay at home, you can't get the win. And the Jordan Love throwing it away with 1 second, how that played out.
But I will tell you, on Thanksgiving Day, that middle game now is just as sexy as it gets. It really is. I mean, we're going to have a chance to go from Green Bay playing at Detroit with how meaningful that game is going to be for the rest of the year.
Yep.
Into Kansas City at Dallas.
Yeah, what if Joe Burrow comes back? The night game. Those games could be crazy.
I hope he does.
That's right.
For other reasons. But yes, absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
Come on, Joe.
That's also good. That's a losers leave town game if the Chiefs lose to the Colts.
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
That's an elimination game. That is a hell of a day.
How do the Chiefs approach the end of the year once they get eliminated from the playoffs, if that were to happen? Do they sit Mahomes? Do they sit all their starters? Are they a bet against? Are they going to be catching 10 points in some of these games?
Yeah.
Not playing guys?
Yeah.
Hmm. And by the way, you told me something during the break. I never knew this with the schedule next week. What they do to the start times?
They moved it up 10 a.m. The Green Bay Detroit game's 10 a.m.
Now, why is that? It's always been 9:30.
Yeah.
12:30 Eastern time.
And M&M's producing the halftime show, which always goes long. Nick's going to run into the, come close to the Dallas game. It says 10 and 1:30 Pacific.
And there's going to be no break. Usually that's when you're like, okay, game the Lions game is finally over with. Let me go in for seconds to get another full plate of stuffing and gravy and turkey and load up again for the second game. There's going to be no break.
Mm-hmm. I am not messing around this year. I will attack it before even halftime of the Green Bay game. I'm picking it up. It's hot, ready to serve. You pick it up, ready to go from the stations, the casinos.
Like at 9 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
It's a good move.
Yeah.
It's a really good move.
Ham, turkey, all the fixings, ready to go.
Isn't that the play to pick all day long?
Yes.
Of course it is.
Put it out there.
Yeah.
Sure. The desserts later.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I'm super excited. I went to the dentist today, and she couldn't stop talking about Thanksgiving. And I know that this is not up your alley, but she told me that she's from New Orleans, and she makes like this sweet potato casserole without marshmallows that people, like her neighbors, ask her for like all year round.
Oh, yeah.
Like I could go for a little bit of that right now. I'm okay. You want to share the recipe with me? I'll whack that down right now.
Is she talking to you while she's going to work on you?
Here's what I don't get.
What are you getting?
But it's not only the talking, it's the asking of multiple questions.
She's in your mouth.
Yeah. And then they're surprised when I don't say anything.
Uh-huh.
You got it. You bet. Come on, give me a break.
That's a good one. Good for you. Get after it. Post Malone's going to do the halftime of the Cowboy game. That turned out to be quite the day.
Yeah, it is.
It's a good job.
It's a good one.
Excellent.
So what if the Cowboys beat the Eagles this weekend? How nuts do you want to get? Like, that's it? The NFC is so loaded. They're not going to be a playoff team, yeah?
No, and I can't. It's the question you posed earlier. It's how much was it good Dallas and the changes, if they made any impact, or just the opponent you're facing?
Yeah.
I mean, they're just taking on a dumpster fire.
You're right.
So, and also with the emotional, such an emotional game, it's also all Cowboy fans. They're coming off a bad performance against Arizona. But they should have been a playoff team when you look at it.
I know.
You can't score 27 points and lose to Carolina. You can't get blasted at home by Arizona.
Sure.
When your season was on the line.
How'd you get killed? You scored 14 points against Chicago.
I will say this, though. They appear to like and really play hard for Schottenheimer.
That's true. That's true.
Some good speeches afterwards. They're into them giving out game balls.
Maybe they're going to be a bet-on team next year. Maybe. I don't know. I can't even believe I'm saying that about the Cowboys, but... I just think a lot of last night, most of last night, was exactly what you just said.
Well, the other angle,
the opponent's so bad.
Yep, sorry. The other angle too is this: Dallas probably becomes the play on Christmas. If Dallas goes to Washington.
Well, if there's no Jay Daniels, I mean.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but you really don't have a lot of options.
How comfortable are you playing KC next week?
Yeah,
and Survivor.
Now that has changed a little bit. Now that is fair. That you'd be worried about that one now if you have the Chiefs.
All right, we're all going to go in fresh next. We love doing this. The early numbers for Week 13 of the National Football League coming up next.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Coming up in 15 minutes, owner, CEO of Circa Las Vegas, Derek Stevens, is going to join us in studio. Also, a contest update from him to boot. Grandissimo, the regular Circa Survivor. Boy, a bunch of teams avoided landmines last week. Not a lot of carnage, but it was close.
It was.
Yep. Okay, I'm ready. I'm going to go in fresh.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
I'm ready. I'm ready. Here we go. What a day. Lions at home against Green Bay. Detroit 3. 48 and a half at DraftKings.
All right, I would say that they have to be 3.
Man,
I think that's the rock solid number, and I would have guessed that that's where it was going to land.
And the losers are going to really question themselves.
What do you make of that total, 48 and a half?
That one's tough.
Why does that seem high?
You think so?
Yeah. No.
Well, especially if Green Bay is going to play at this pace.
Right.
Okay. That's right. I agree with it. Kansas City, 3.5 at Dallas.
No, 4.5 at DraftKings.
Okay, it's 3.5 at Westgate, 4.5 at DK. Okay, interesting. 51.5. Oh, mama.
You laying 4.5 with the Chiefs?
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Woo.
I'm not.
I tell you what I love is both teams to make a 33-yard field goal. And Aubrey, no problem from 50 last night. Oh, man.
Boy, Kansas City, 4.5. What if they lose at the Colts?
Yeah.
Where does that number go then?
Let's see if they get out with a win and avoid injuries as well. Okay. This is 11.5 at the Westgate. It's 10 at DraftKings. Ravens at home to the Bengals. Also 50.5 with the total.
Okay, so let's talk about it here with potentially here the quarterbacks going for the Bengals. Would you look at 11.5 with Joe Flacco?
I think you have to.
Okay.
I think the way Lamar Jackson's, but I know it's just, they're so bad defensively, they can't stop anything.
No, nothing.
Mason Rudolph's throwing dump-off passes, and they can't even get a hand on Gainwell.
And then would you be more inclined to take it with Joe Burrow or bet against it first game back in like 3 months?
They can't do this, can they? If they lose to the Patriots.
Who? What?
You can't play Joe Burrow. What's the point? It's silly.
I would agree.
You're out of it.
But if they do,
I'd have to.
He's going to come back in his first game in 3 months and like, nothing to see here. No problem. We're just going to score 30 and we're going to be in this game with a chance to win it.
Plus the old line's so bad. They can't run the ball. They're going to blitz him off the bus. That's another thing.
Yeah.
I love how they unleashed hell against Sanders. The whole game, they just brought pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Black Friday, monster implications for Survivor. These games, Eagles 7.5. No respect for the Bears. But again, the last six wins plus 20 in the turnover differential.
I actually thought that's a lot of respect for the Bears.
Really?
Yeah.
Based on how bad Philly's been on offense?
No, I'm saying, like, I don't think the Bears are even close to like a normal 7-3 football team. They're getting it done with a lot of smoke and mirrors, man. The turnovers.
Oh yeah, I agree.
Look, I mean, how many games have they won? Coin flip games. Like, let's say it's flipped and they're 3-7, which is very possible. It's not 7.5. That number is closer to 10.
Okay. Anyway, that's the Black Friday game. We'll be on the air live with that game. And you, that might mean a lot to you. Oh, boy. Okay, Rams. 9.5 at Carolina. Oh, 45.5 the total. Holy cow. Carolina could be right there in the mix for first place when this game is played.
9.5?
The Niners are 7 at home. 9.5 on the road.
Oof.
Wow, that's a lot.
I could only look Carolina.
Yeah. San Francisco, 6.5 at Cleveland. 42.5. Niners look great on offense. Purdy was awesome. Let me see who's playing quarterback for Cleveland.
Remember the last time they played? It was, a year or two ago in Cleveland? And the Browns got... They were helped up by the bad weather.
Mm-hmm.
And they did not make it easy for the 49ers offense, and Cleveland upset them in that game.
Yeah.
Different story here with the quarterback situation with Cleveland.
Well,
but,
no, the defense, that's phenomenal at home, no doubt.
Huh?
But if it's Sanders, I would say good luck. Toilet bowl. Falcons 1.5 against the Jets on the road.
I'm not so sure they should be favored.
Yeah. I'll take the Jets if it's Taylor.
Well, yeah, if it's Tyrod Taylor, come on.
And Kirk Cousins, yes. Dolphins 4.5 at home to the Saints.
Well, I think the Saints win this weekend against Atlanta. I think there is a chance where they look pretty damn impressive doing so. So there is that. If I'm right, then maybe 4.5 is a kind of a big number at this point.
Okay. We miss what? Jacksonville 7 at Tennessee. 42.5.
Jacksonville 7 at Tennessee, huh?
I don't know what Jacksonville defense I'm going to get. Was that they fixed it, or was it, no, it's the Chargers' horrible offensive line, too many injuries.
Right. Oh, man. I've...
That's a Lawrence special.
It feels like it
picks.
Might be.
This is close in the fourth quarter.
And by the way, look at what Tennessee, I get it, it was Davis Mills, and it's a bad Houston offense, but when a guy like Simmons is back on the defensive line, they're like, for example, Tennessee's rush defense is awful, but he was back in the game playing, and Houston could not get an inch running the football.
Colts 4.5 at home to Houston. 46.5. Stroud's got to be back. Not playing Thursday, though. That's up to 6.5, by the way.
I would, if Stroud is back, I would look at the Texans. I would also look under more than anything else, I think. Even though it's the Indy offense, I get that. I only look at betting Houston games under the total.
All right. Tampa 6.5 at home to Arizona. 50.5.
Well, that better be a get-right game for the Buccaneers because they need one desperately.
And guys should be coming back. Finally, guys got to be coming back. Okay? The late games. There's only three of them, but they're pretty good. Seattle, 7.5 at home to the Vikings. Revenge for Darnold. 43.5 the total. This is not going to go well for McCarthy. Oh, no.
Oh, that's a teaser delight with Seattle.
Oh, no. You couldn't move it against the Bears. Here comes this nasty Seattle defense.
Yeah, the Minnesota offense is in for a world of hurt in that game. Boy, the Seahawks down to 1.5 on a two-team six-point teaser is what dreams are made of, I think.
Well, there's another one, though, too, right? I know they have issues, but you're going to have the Chargers off the bye? Chargers 8 at home to the Raiders?
I think I would probably tease them down with Seattle, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And this, what did they have it at the Westgate? Yeah, Westgate's got 3. This is too short. Bills 3.5 at Pittsburgh.
Okay, DK 4.5 on the game.
DK 4.5. You like the Bills?
Okay, so you like the Bills there, but you don't like the Bears this weekend.
Well, that's going to be Rodgers, though. Still, Rodgers could start Sunday.
He could.
I like the Steelers with Rudolph. I like the Bears if it's Rodgers. But I don't think they'll be able to get the rushing attack going against Buffalo.
You like Rudolph that much?
Well, Rodgers is compromised. Plus, he can't move at all. I mean, this dump off stuff to Washington, I'll make, that's not going to work. He doesn't even look at DK Metcalf.
Well, the Bill Josh Allen MVP stock is going to go up in that game too. He will have an awesome game against Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay, all right. I'm surprised. I thought you'd back Buffalo there.
No, I think I probably would. Yeah.
All right. Sunday night. I can't. They didn't flex out of it. All right. Denver 6.5 at Washington. We're stuck with Washington. Another standalone game. 43.5 the total. Let's see what they do at quarterback. But they can't stop anything. But then again, Denver plays down to their level of competition.
Okay, first read here would be Marcus Mariota, rushing yards under, because the Broncos are so good at limiting quarterbacks on the ground. As from a player prop standpoint, but the Commanders are not going to do much in that game on offense at all.
Monday night, too much respect for the Giants. Patriots, 7.5 at home, 46.5.
Well, who's playing quarterback
for
the Giants?
I know, that's the big question. But also, this is Vrabel's too good, May's too good. This is a big Henderson game as well.
Yeah, no question. Tease him down there, too?
Yep.
1.5? If Dart's playing, they're live, I think.
Yeah?
But, I love that kid, man.
They're just going to gash him on the ground with Henderson, and plus Mayo spread it around against his defense.
And the Giants won't be able to run, so then if it's not Dart, that's going to have to be all Winston, and I'm not so sure about that.
All right, there it is. Man, Survivor gets real next week. Those are your Week 13 numbers, thanks to Westgate and DK putting them up early. Those are three phenomenal games.
Survivor is very much real, I think, beginning this week.
That's fair enough,
next week, yeah.
All right. Right now, best time of the year for bettors. Boomer Sportsbook brings you the action, football, hockey, basketball, and more. Use code VSIN250 when you sign up for a mobile account, and they'll match your first deposit up to $250 in bonus bets. $5 on all NFL games. Download the Boomer Sportsbook app today. Learn more at betwithboomer.com. Go see our guy, Nick Bogdanovich. Got to be 21. Terms and conditions apply. Bet responsibly. Learn more at betwithboomer.com. Welcome aboard.
I'll give you this. If Green Bay wins on Thanksgiving, because right now the Lions are the 8 seed, what are we talking about in terms of their playoff hopes?
Well, don't even say that. Not good.
No kidding. It wouldn't
be good. Not good at all. I want to see the Lions in the playoffs.
So do I.
It's panic time if they lose that game.
All right, Derek Stevens on the program next, owner, CEO of Circa Las Vegas. So the whole city here was crawling with Cowboys fans yesterday. How bad was that result? Dallas covering, and then for it to land on 49 with the total, we'll ask him coming up next.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
All right, this is going to be a really fun conversation as Derek Stevens joins the program, as he does every single Tuesday at this time. He's the owner and the CEO of Circa Las Vegas. Good to see you again, pal. How are you?
Great. It was a heck of a weekend last weekend. It was a heck of a Monday night. And now we're getting ready for what's going to be just an unbelievable weekend of Circa Survivor, Circa Grandissimo, the Neon City Festival, and F1.
Crazy time to be here. It's an awesome time. So let's begin with what took place last night then. I came in walking around the property about 12:30 yesterday before the show, and I said on the air to begin, I'm like, I have never seen this place look like it on a Monday, right?
Hundreds of Cowboys fans with the jerseys on.
All over, littered throughout the entire property.
Yeah.
So how busy was it here overall for like a Monday, and then the result of the game last night with the Cowboys blasting the Raiders and the landing spot with a total on 49?
Yeah, I mean, it was just unbelievable. The sports book on a Monday was sold out. Every spot was taken. The overhang sold out. Stadium swim, every cabana taken. I mean, at night it was really, I mean, talking about the middle of November, it was unbelievable. The volume, the bars were through the roof. I mean, Vegas and Monday Night Football is a match made in heaven. I can tell you that. It was great. The only thing that was a problem was that 90% of the people bet the Cowboys, laddered up every prop you possibly could. Yeah. You know, about the only hope the sports book had was in the opening drive when both C.D. Lamb and Pickens were on the bench, not knowing how long that was going to last. There was a lot of sweats going on around town when those guys didn't come out on the opening drive.
Yep.
But no, everything in Vegas was absolutely unbelievable. But yeah, from the sportsbook side, players won. They won big.
How about the mercy rule? Does it take the knee early?
How about that?
What is going on?
I know.
Okay, how can they do that? Like, it's like 2.5 minutes, two minutes 40 to go. You got three timeouts. What are we doing? Like, was there a reason behind that? Was that just simply the Cowboys saying, okay, you guys are so terrible, we're going to do this? He was laughing the whole time.
There's some of that, but also going back working for Carroll, I think, played into it, as he was the OC in Seattle.
Okay, I didn't know if they were, like, kind of laughing.
I kind of felt that they almost were.
Didn't want to embarrass them and run it up.
That's right.
Because they were going to score another touchdown. I don't know. But to do it that early?
I don't know.
And the implications?
It was 33-16, right?
Yeah, right.
I mean, you're up 17. I don't know.
Okay.
I
mean, how about the Cleveland contingent? Is the dog pound coming this week?
I don't know. They're not going to come the way the Cowboys came.
Well, that's going to be tough to follow.
No, no doubt.
The dog pound was out here last year. I think they had a good time. I can't really say the Browns fans are invigorated about what's going on this season. And I think a little bit of it is there's an avoidance of Vegas a little bit during F1 because room rates are higher. Now, we're having the Cleveland Browns huddle up party, tailgate party, pep rally this weekend. So we'll have a lot of Browns fans here, but certainly not like the way the Cowboys travel.
Tell the audience, this has been an amazing story going on at the very top of Circa Millions. 5 games a week against the spread, but what the leader continues to do, Derek.
Potato Commish, unbelievable. So he goes in 38-12 into last week, right? 38-12. So he's running 76%, and he's very humble on X and everything like that. He follows up with another 4-1. I mean, he pops an 80% after sitting on the whole season at 70. He's 42-13 right now.
Well, here's the crazy thing: he has a 1-game lead.
There it is.
That's actually a great point. Coin Hop is 41-14, who would be setting the all-time record pace right now, but he's getting overshadowed by Potato Commish.
Yeah, this is nuts. And our guy Money Gun Guns is tied for third.
Yeah.
He picked up a spot. And then how about the Booby, though? Look at the Booby. Same record. If you flip it, who's leading the worst standings?
Yeah. The gambling account, 13-42. It's really amazing. I talked to... hanging out with us all weekend as one of the members of the Dream Team. Former Circa Million winner, Tony Gordon, also known as Derbify. And we talked a lot about Potato Commission and the record, the pace he's at. I mean, it really comes down to, it's a long contest. And it's hard to put up winners at this pace. But at some point, somebody's making a pretty good score jumping on his place.
No kidding, right? Yep. If you're riding him out now for like the last month or so, holy smokes. Mm-hmm. By the way, in the third quarter now, we're 2 weeks into that, 5 entries are 10-0, and 10 other entries are 9-0-1.
Yeah, good start to the third quarter.
Yeah. You're not kidding.
Damn right. Yeah. Okay. Are you shocked? Just can't believe this every single week? That we're this late, under 1,000 people, yet 13 teams were selected in Circa Survivor? I'm blown away by this.
I'm amazed at this as well, but I think this has to do with the fact that the way the season's gone, there have not been that many massive upsets, but people have been diverse in their selections. So now all of a sudden, you've got this availability, and this is the ultimate week where availability is coming into play, both in Circa Grandissimo. And Circa Survivor and Mitch a contest year. I mean, it comes down to availability.
It does.
And this is where you really get to evaluate everyone's body of work. Now realize there is luck here. Who gets injured? We have people that have gotten through and have taken the Browns. We've got people that have gotten through, taking Baltimore. I mean, now you kind of wish you had Baltimore, but not necessarily, there's a lot of teams have been knocked out when Baltimore had a rough start of the season. So, Yeah, no, it's interesting.
What do you think? Is it because everyone pretty much has San Francisco? Do you use the Monday night game? Do you wait on Baltimore? Do you wait? You hold back Detroit. I mean, do you wait on Philly? This is wild.
Well, I think the one thing about San Francisco, yeah, most people, so 904 have San Francisco in Survivor. All six have San Francisco in Circa Grandissimo. But you got to take a look that San Francisco has a tremendous amount of future value.
Yeah.
I mean, they're playing 2 weeks. In a couple of weeks, they're playing home against Tennessee. Following week, they're playing at Cleveland. Week 17 is against the Bears. San Francisco has a tremendous amount of value. So do you need to play them now? It's hard to say. If you don't have to play them now, you really want San Francisco left in your hand.
How many people have Seattle laying almost two touchdowns at Tennessee?
Only 276 out of the little over 900 left. And then in Circa Grandissimo, only four.
How many people have Baltimore?
Baltimore. 580 out of about the, what are we at? 939, is that right?
Yep.
580. So you're looking at a little over 60% at Baltimore. And in Circa Grandissimo, only half, three out of six.
Okay. This week is massive. Here's why I don't think San Francisco is going to have an overwhelming amount of entries this week. It's because people are going to make up their mind if they're going to use Baltimore this week. And then if they do, obviously, they're going to commit to Philadelphia on Black Friday, one would think.
Right.
If they don't use Baltimore this week, then all bets are off, right? Because Baltimore gets the Jets this week, and they're laying two touchdowns there.
Yep.
And then do you not want to take the chance with Joe Burrow playing for the Bengals?
I agree. There's a little something sneaky in here, too. One person in Circa Grandissimo, 226 in Circa Survivor, still have the Detroit Lions left. Now, the Lions are intriguing because they're a double-digit favorite against the Giants this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people held the Lions back because they were a dual holiday team. But if you've got your ducks in a row on the holiday, maybe you don't need to save the Lions for that holiday.
Yeah, and maybe you were targeting this week to use them against the Giants.
Could be. So, like, in Circa Grandissimo, Cujo, only one, can differentiate his entry. There's only one, and it's Cujo that has a Lion. So this is amazing how this is playing out. And then think about what's going to happen, how the schedule plays out. It's going to mean next Monday night, it's going to be something, because you know Monday night, there are going to be a whole lot on 49ers-Panthers, because there's a lot of entries that are really going to be forced to use San Francisco this weekend.
No, you're right. You're right. Oh, the drama. Oh, the sleepless nights that are coming up.
So beautiful. Yes. So good. Better than we could ever dreamed out.
Get that, yeah.
No, it's the best contest in the world. Oh. It's amazing. It gets better every single year.
Yeah.
You know?
You want to pop Neon City Festival one more time?
Neon City Festival, yeah. Oh, I got the call. I'm going to introduce Good Charlotte Friday night. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Good Charlotte, Fits the Tantrums, Breaking Benjamin, De La Soul, Two Friends. I like the EDM, Dead Mouse, the whole deal. Free.
It's a damn good concert, yeah. Thanks,
Downtown
Derek.
Vegas.
Yep. There you go. Up next, I'll tell you some incredible numbers with Steph Curry when he takes on Orlando, and our best bets coming up.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're right.
Well, one good thing about the blowout is the Raiders were forced to throw, which I guess they came out throwing all game anyways, was the Tucker and Lockett props that went over for receiving yards. The touchdown, field goal each half, both teams 10-1, no good. Lockett anytime touchdown, 4-1, couldn't get there. Lockett over receiving yards, a winner. Both teams to make a 33-yard field goal winner. Genty 5 yards each quarter was no good, and was dead on arrival with what Chip Kelly decided to pull. So no good there with that prop. And it was just a strange night where it was all Dallas and you couldn't get much out of the Raiders. And you had to get the Tucker and Lockett stuff late as they were forced to play catch up. But it did look there for a while that both quarterbacks, which I did mention it earlier, in win-lose, 25 completions each was 5-1. If they were talking about 500 yards combined, 600 yards combined, 700 yards combined, because it did look like for a second we could have a high-scoring game back and forth and the quarterbacks were going to put up a lot of big numbers, but that was just Dak. Again, if he hits Lamb, that's 5 touchdowns. Or yeah. Lamb catches it. So that's the graded. That it? Yep. Okay.
Okay. Migrated AJ Green was a winner last night over 2.5 threes, plus 122. Did it again. Guy's been awesome this year. The Lockett catches, though, did not go over 3.5. He ended up with 3.
Yeah.
So lost that one. Did you see that pass, by the way? He's open. He's going like this. I'm open. I got the guy burned. Geno didn't recognize it. I think that was on Geno because Lockett was open. He would have scored. Your touchdown prop would have cashed, and he would have gone over 3.5 catches.
That happened numerous times where Troy Aikman's like, what is he looking at?
Exactly.
The guy's sitting there wide open, and he's not going to throw it to him.
Yep.
And he gets sacked or throws an incomplete pass.
All right, bets that we have for tonight. This game's tipping off here pretty soon. I'm going against IU Indy tonight. I took Charleston Southern on the money line, plus 110. IU Indy, about 1.5 favorite still.
Did that come down?
A little bit. Bart Torvik has Southern winning by 10. Eric Haslam has him winning by 5. And Greg Peterson here on the network has him favored by 5.5 points.
Wow.
I took plus 110 on the money line.
Well, thoughts on the total? 188.5.
You know what? I didn't see where it opened. Has it moved? Did it go up? Because I didn't get involved right away. So I didn't, I'm probably not going to, maybe under now, the way it's gone with IU Indy games. This is next week, Feast Week. You can find this at multiple books. It's the Battle for Atlantis. Mm-hmm. There are two teams clearly the best of the field. One is Vanderbilt. They have incredible numbers. KenPom has them 14th in the country right now. Their offensive numbers are off the charts. It's also featuring St. Mary's. St. Mary's has been bludgeoning teams to begin the year. And it's Randy Bennett, and his teams are always the same. They're defensive-minded, and they'll take you out behind the woodshed and torture teams, right? They are plus 375 to win it. I had to bet that today. They can lose with the path, but every other team in the field is like below 50 in KenPom. So these are, again, the two best teams, I think, with a bullet in the field. And I think if that's the title game, Vandy is going to be laying like 2.5, maybe 3 against St. Mary's, giving me plus 375 right now. And I bet the Spurs earlier today, minus 5.5, minus 109 over at the Westgate.
Yeah, I like it.
Against the Grizzlies. Smaller bet here, but no Ja. Wemby didn't play for the Spurs against the Kings over the weekend, and they still won by 13 points. So I'll take San Antonio tonight.
I'm showing the total open 185.
Oh, so bet up.
VSiN Pro subscribers now have exclusive access to all new AI player prop projections powered by OptAI, the trusted data source behind elite soccer analytics in the UK. Quarterbacks, wide receivers, running backs, plus exclusive NBA player prop projections, all compared directly to DraftKings lines to help you find value. Access it all with a VSiN Pro subscription, VSiN.com/subscribe.
So our producer Luke is tracking this to begin the year in college basketball. He found a couple of outliers yesterday. The actual, where the market was on these games, and then he compared him to like Bart Torvik and Greg Peterson here again at VSiN.com. The first game was NC State against VCU, and like the Torviks of the world, Peterson, they had it much closer than the actual spread VCU covered. Happened last night, Oregon State covered against Oregon. So a couple of games today that fit that bill. Coming up at 7 o'clock Eastern time, Towson takes on James Madison. Towson's about a 3.5-point favorite. All the sites have JMU favored between 1.5 and 4 points. That's one. Holy Cross at Brown. DraftKings has Brown minus 2.5. Torvik makes Brown 7. There's another site that Luke is using, has him 6.5 in the game. North Carolina A&T takes on Morgan State. DK has NCAA&T minus 2.5. All the sites have Morgan State favored as high as 4.5, by the way, at one of them. And the other one is Duke. There is no Bucket Jones going for Kansas tonight. So Duke is laying 10.5 or 11. Every site has Kansas within the number. Torvik makes it a 4-point game. Greg Peterson makes it 7.5. I want to pay off the tees. I don't know, for whatever reason it is, Steph Curry has awesome numbers against the Orlando Magic. And when I mean, you could say, oh, Mitch, he's got awesome numbers against every team in the league, right? Sure. But in his career against the Magic, and this game again is tipping off here pretty soon, he has averaged 27.6 points per game, second most against any team in the league. Washington is number one. He averages 28.5. His usage rate against the Magic is 30.3%, tied for the fourth most out of any team that he faces. His true shooting percentage in his career, 66%, second highest. And in his career, Steph Curry has shot 46% from deep against Orlando, tied for the second best mark against any team. Does he go off again tonight? I'm not betting it because his numbers are always so high.
Yeah,
I remember this when he went ballistic against Orlando. It was either last year or the year before, and I think the fans were like losing their minds in the arena because of how good he was. So you have that. You have a great matchup tonight in the Eastern Conference, a back-to-back for the Pistons taking on the Hawks. Opta AI Stats, vsin.com/NBA props. They're still showing a margin here to bet Jalen Duren over points and rebounds.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, they're projecting more than 34 awesome. Combined tonight.
Yep. It's been awesome.
Yeah.
What are we at with the, so we got the big college basketball doubleheader, and then in the middle, they do the college football rankings. It was 20-17, Sparty, 10 minutes in.
Yeah.
I think against Kentucky. Okay. So I asked Derek during the break, would he be disappointed if over 40 people chopped Circa Survivor? And he said no. He also added he expects at some point carnage in a big week where everyone goes down, which also leads me to this. All the talk about Thanksgiving coming up, and rightfully so. How about Christmas? Christmas is also its own week. Week 17, the triple header on Christmas. Netflix doubleheader. Dallas at Washington.
Nobody had that game. You know what? Actually, let me go back a second here. Before the season started, most people I talked to circled Washington to play there.
Yes.
Because of their expectations and figuring Daniels wasn't going to get hurt.
Then the Parsons trade.
Yep.
Right? All things have changed. So number one, who's playing quarterback for Washington? How confident would you be if you used Dallas, though?
I mean, I'm not going to be confident either way.
Yeah, on the road, and it doesn't need the game, all of it. Does
sure.
It, right? And then how many people would still have them? Lions at the Vikings is your middle game.
God, a team that they already lost to.
Yes. How? Oh, looking back.
I know how it was. They had Van Ginkle back, and Flores did everything imaginable to throw the kitchen sink at golf, and it worked.
But they did score 24 points, though. They allowed 27.
Yeah.
And then the late game is Denver at Kansas City.
Well, I've been planning on using Kansas City there for a long time. I don't know if I can do it. I would agree with Derek. We're going to get a ton of carnage. There's a lot of football left.
Yeah.
Right? We have 9 weeks to go in this contest because it's a 20-week season when you include the holidays.
Well, I was singing the same tune a couple years ago. And then Detroit lost at home to Jordan Love and the Packers, and that took out a ton of people.
That's right.
And then it wouldn't stop. Jacksonville lost as a double-digit favorite to Browning. Love lost to Tommy Cutlets.
Yeah.
It just upset after upset.
Was that
Pittsburgh lost twice. Pittsburgh lost at home to Arizona, and then he lost on the Thursday night to the god-awful Patriots, and then the Patriots beat the Denver on Christmas.
Right.
Or Christmas Eve, whatever it was. It wouldn't stop.
Well, you got to bring this up again, right? You got to be ready.
You got to be ready
to rock and roll, because I got news for you. It's when you don't think about it, these games are played on Christmas Day. And guess what's not open on Christmas Day? You're not going to go to the bank and say, "Hey, pal, I need $100,000. Can I get it from you?" Like, you got to be. And that almost happened a handful of years ago when the guy nearly scooped it.
That's right.
During that Raiders-Steelers game.
If Carr picks up that first down, he has Adams open.
Uh-huh.
It's over. They run the clock out. It's over.
And because of the carnage on that day, like, some people weren't prepared.
Yeah.
And it was on Christmas. So.
Be ready to win. I love that. Mike Buckmiller always says that, former champion. Be ready to win.
All right, coming up next, VSiN Primetime, Tim Murray, Matt Eumanns, they have you for 4 hours on a really good college basketball night. Cashing out, Dustin Sweetelson after. Wake up early tomorrow, 7 a.m. Eastern, with Jensen and Dave Ross, VSiN by the books. Good luck tonight.